Happy Mother's Day, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for our online worship experience on Mother's Day 2020. We love you, mothers. We need you. We bless you today. Where would we be without mom? And I'm honored today to be joining you in your home, and I'm honored to preach with my wife today. Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I love you, and I'm married up with you, and I'm so honored to have you in my life.
Love you. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all of our moms. Happy Mother's Day to my mother and Pastor Renee. We appreciate you, and we love you. And I do want to say, I always say this on Mother's Day, that I want you to know, those of you who have lost a child, whether that's physical and even emotional, and those who have lost a parent, whether that's physical and emotional, I want you to know that we see you, our hearts go out for you, and most importantly, God sees you, and his heart is for you as well. So God bless.
Amen. Well, we're honored, as I said, to be with you in this very unique holiday, this COVID-19 crisis and virus. It's just something that I've never thought we would navigate. We're doing our best for you online every weekend. And if you're a part of City Church, thank you so much for being a part. If you're new today, thank you so much for tuning in. And we would love to get your information. There's no strings attached. We just want to serve you and do our best for you and your family, because really all of us need hope right now.
Yes.
All of us need help right now at some level.
Right.
And so, as I mentioned, we bless all mothers today, and we bless you, and we need you. Now, this message today is going to build up the mothers, but it's also going to speak to every person watching. So whether you're a husband or a father or a mother, whether you're married or single, it doesn't matter the stage of life, the status of life. It doesn't matter, where you fit in here as far as the status of life. You are someone to Jesus, and this message is for you today. And we just want to encourage you and just build up your faith. We don't have all the answers, but we have, I know, the answer in Jesus. And so we want to bring him to you today and do our best. So, Father, I thank you so much for this 11:15 worship experience online on Mother's Day 2020. Lord, I know as we're watching from home today, and Summer and I are preaching today together, all of us are facing different things, having different emotions. Lord, I know over 30 million people are unemployed. Lord, all of us are navigating this at some level. I pray peace today. I pray joy today and hope today. Lord, use this message. Lord, I pray you already touched the people through the worship and the chance to give. Lord, let your people, Lord, just have your hope shining in their hearts today. Let all of us take our next step today. And we give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Well, as you're watching today from home, I want to encourage you just to lean in on this, because we want to give you practicality in this idea of building a strong house. And really right now more than ever, babe, with COVID-19, we need to do that.
Right.
And you want to encourage the people as we just navigate this, and mothers as,
sure.
expectations and all of it.
Yeah, I mean, with COVID-19, this is obviously insanity. This is something that is not normal. And so I just want to encourage you to think. We always have an expectation of what motherhood should look like. Even with life, we have an expectation of what life should look like, whether that's our career or whatnot. But even with motherhood, we have this idea of maybe having a clean house. We have the greatest chore chart. Our kids are supposed to act a certain way. We're supposed to respond a certain way. They respond a certain way. All this stuff is just lovely and fairy dust. But I want to encourage you, instead of having the headspace of what, being in the headspace of what life or motherhood should look like, really be in the heart space.
Yes.
And so really connecting with your child, whether, or in a relationship, really connecting heart to heart to that person, instead of having the idea of what it should look like. Be in the moment. Definitely.
And that's so good, because in this moment, all of us are at different places.
Yeah.
And that may be a challenge to be heart to heart and be in the moment. Mm-hmm. And yet, as we are continuing this series in May, it's called 2020 Vision. And the reason why we wanted to do this series is because right now, as we didn't foresee this, we were really talking about vision versus eyesight. Now, eyesight can be good. It can be bad. Maybe it's, fading as we get older. Maybe we need glasses. Who knows what, or where our eyesight is right now. But we're not talking about eyesight. We're talking about vision. You see, eyesight only sees what's in front of them. And the level of that eyesight, whether it's good or bad or indifferent, will gauge that view based on that. But vision sees past what we can see. Vision sees past the eyesight. And really, it sees what can be and what I believe the potential is. And so today, I believe that Jesus has a vision for every home, every individual, as you're watching and hearing this right now. It doesn't matter if you're married or divorced. It doesn't matter if you're single, if you're if you're young or old, God has a vision for you. And we want to just encourage you today with that vision. There's purpose. There's promise for you. I don't care where you're at or what you're facing. God has something for you. Maybe your eye sees, you know, a loss of a job. Maybe your eyes see divorce. Maybe your eyes see frustration. Maybe your other relationships are going sideways because you're cooped up in a house. Who knows what your eyes see right now? Or maybe everything's good for you. But no matter what your eyes see, whether it's good or bad, God sees more. There's more for you. And we want to speak to that vision today. So our verse is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. Please grab your Bibles if you can there in your home. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 14, verse 1. Now, this verse speaks specifically to women and to mothers today. Mm-hmm. But please appropriate this to your life and see how you have a part to play, because we're speaking on building a strong house. Mm-hmm. Building a strong house. Everyone wants a strong house.
Yes.
And I believe Jesus has a vision for that. So this verse says, a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. Notice the potential and the opportunity. A wise woman can build her home. A foolish one will tear it down. Now, obviously, we want to, again, say Happy Mother's Day. And whether you're just jumping on right now, this is a very unique Mother's Day, but nonetheless, it's very special still, because all mothers are amazing and awesome, and we wouldn't be here without them.
Well,
and yet all of us have a part to play in building a strong home. Mm-hmm. And what is that part? And really, Summer and I want to share three thoughts today, three practical thoughts and yet challenging thoughts to evaluate ourselves in our homes. We can practice today. And really begin to build day by day, step by step, moment by moment, as Summer said, to be in the moment, a strong home. Now, the foundation of our faith is Jesus. We believe in him as the Christ, the Savior. And if you haven't believed in him as such, please do it today. This is your moment to receive Jesus. Here's some other things we do out of that faith in Jesus. We encourage you to read the Bible every single day. Please do it. We encourage you to pray every day. Please do that. You can just talk to God as you would anyone else. He will listen. We encourage you to be a part of a local church. We're honored to have you at City, and or we invite you to City. And please be a part of our online groups, watch on the weekends, and just be a part the best you can. And we look forward to seeing you face-to-face again as our state and nation reopen. But how do we do it? If you think about after we pray, after we read the Bible, or I should say through our prayer life, or through reading the Bible, through being a part of a church, through believing Jesus, what do we do next? Mm-hmm. What's the practical step? All of us have to act out. We have to walk out what we believe. So how does that look? And here's where these three points fall in today. So babe, what's the first one in building a strong home?
Well, our first point is honesty. But I want us to distinguish honesty versus truth. Truth is the word of God. And the Bible says that, you know, heaven and earth shall pass, but the word of God is going to be the same. It's going to be steady. It's going to be strong. It's there. And yes. That's our anchor. But honesty really talks about being transparent. It talks about being vulnerable. And so being honest, what's, you know, we need to do that publicly and we need to do it privately. But there's an article, this is crazy, in 2018 that was found that the average person lies almost twice a day. Two times, average person, minimum. And so with that, thinking about mothers and thinking about children, we really need to model the behavior of honesty. It's really developing their emotional man. And quite frankly, that's developing probably even an adult person.
Yes.
I remember I was talking to someone here at church, and I had to stop myself because I was like, no, what I'm about to say is not the right. And I told him, I said, look, let me just stop, because I'm probably going to go too far, and I don't want to go, and I'll probably regret what I say. And she specifically said, thank you so much for showing me how to stop. Because at work, there's people that want to say certain things, and then I get in the midst of it, and I'm like, I don't even know how to stop. And so even us, just as far as like with an adult to an adult, but more talking about mothers, with motherhood, I mean, it's really with our children, showing them how to be honest. And with honesty, we need to apologize when we're wrong.
Yes.
We need to face ourselves, look ourselves in the mirror, and say, okay, I was wrong in this situation. And it really gives us responsibility. We're taking on the responsibility of being honest.
Yep.
And then I have a lovely story of being honest. So it happened maybe 2 weeks ago, and this is between Pastor David and or a story about Pastor David and I. We were in this, well, there was someone that asked us to do a marriage summit. And so in this marriage summit that was called Happily Married Couples.
Happy. We're a happy family. Yes, we are.
The night before, I would say literally around midnight, we were arguing. We were ticked off. Literally, he said to me, why don't you call him and tell him that we're not going to do this? Because there's just no way. And it was just like, it was a mess. But we both had to be honest. We had to let our guard down. We had to look at ourselves and really share our heart. Because anger is just the fluff. Yeah. But when we take anger out, really there's just hurt. So what are you feeling? I'm feeling this. Why are you feeling this? Because of the, you know, all that stuff. So that's really what honesty is about. And I ask you, you know, how are you being honest in your life?
Yeah.
How are you being honest with your children?
That's good.
How are you being honest in your relationships? Mm-hmm. And really, ultimately, how are you being honest with God?
So good.
Because when we're honest to God, then it leads to our second point.
That's right. And really, if you think about our verse, a wise woman builds her own home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really, God gives us a part to play. Mm-hmm. It's not like God's going to do it all himself.
Right.
You and I have a part to play in building a strong home. Now, today, you know, obviously, the mother is a powerful figure in the home, but everyone has a part to play in building a strong home. So as you're watching as fathers, as brothers, as sons, as mothers, as daughters, as, you know, as roommates, who knows what, everyone has a part to play. So it's how we practice our faith that I believe gives God a chance to build a strong home.
Yes.
So honesty is huge. But then from honesty, as Summer mentioned, then we go into our second thought. And we talk about this a lot here at City. So please bear with me. Maybe even take some notes today. We call it confession. Now, we say it this way. To be forgiven of our sins, we confess them to God. That's 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Mm-hmm. And it's very clear. We confess our sins to God. He forgives us. Mm-hmm. But notice this. To be healed, we have to confess our sins or our shortcomings or our issues to one another.
Yeah.
That's James chapter 5, verse 16. Mm-hmm. There's something about the way God made us. When you and I confess to a trusted person, something happens on the inside of us. When you and I keep things as a secret, we keep them within ourselves, especially to our spouse, to our kids, to our home, then really we're not helping our home. In some ways, we are eroding our home. It is so important that you and I confess shortcomings and sins to God and be forgiven. If you haven't done it, do it today and let Jesus be your Savior. But then, is there something, even right now in COVID-19, are you feeling, depression? Are you feeling anxiety, fear, turmoil? Are you facing your job loss and your financial strain? Are you facing your panic attacks? Are you facing lust, anger, your frustration? You're doing e-learning and you're just overwhelmed. Who knows what you're facing, where
My
you're
God.
At? Yes, Jesus, take the wheel. All of us are in different places, but I would say all of us have something we could share with someone else to receive help. But our pride blocks us, and our pride wants us to insulate ourselves into secrecy, but that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to insulate ourselves with other people. We want to isolate. God wants us to insulate. That's so important. So even as this crisis has hit, even for me and Summer as pastors, here we are. Now, we do online, every weekend with worship experiences, but now we're doing online exclusively, and we're learning as we go. We're trying to do our best for you. And thank you again for watching today. This is a whole new ballgame. So I have felt insecurities really get pressed in me with, being online and doing this and doing that. Are we doing right? Are we doing wrong? Are we doing this? Are we doing that? And being overwhelmed with really insecurities based on other things. But all this stuff is bringing it to the surface. So I've talked to my wife. I've talked to my dad. I've talked to my pastor friends. Mm-hmm. I've received help and encouragement. It may seem trite to you, but everyone can confess something to someone. I'm talking about a trusted person, a confidant, obviously your spouse, a group leader, a pastor. Connect in a right way, because when we do that, there's healing that comes. When you and I do this and we begin every day just to model honesty and we begin to model confession, what we're doing, babe, is we're not going to have a perfect house. Who has that? But we can have a healthy house. And you and I can model when we confess, when we're honest. Then when I'm honest, I confess where I'm at. Now we can have open, trusting dialogue back and forth.
Right.
And we don't have to have this huge, issue. Maybe we can just have, if we do argue, we're going to get through it. But we're going to build trust in a healthy atmosphere because we're talking and we're being real. And yeah. from there, I believe God can heal us and do something great.
Definitely.
So I want to ask you today, what area of your life, maybe you're facing something in COVID-19, maybe something before this all happened, mm-hmm. who knows what. You know, what is something you could call up a pastor friend, call up a group leader, reach out to someone here at City Church, mm-hmm. obviously your spouse, a friend, and say, you know what, I'm struggling, I need your help. Mm-hmm. You know, you pray for me. I want to confess this to you. Here's what I've been dealing with. Mm-hmm. Because when you confess, it pushes back secrets. It I believe, pushes back the darkness. It demolishes mm-hmm. what the enemy wants to do as far as divide and splinter apart through hidden agendas. It washes all that out, mm-hmm. and now God can do something with it.
Yeah.
So what area of your life could you confess and take a step today? Because there's power when you do it. Every time I've done it, I've been better for it.
That's very good. Talking about confession, e-learning, praise the Lord, those of us who are teaching our children, mothers and fathers or whoever's out there that's teaching your children. The first week of e-learning was a train wreck for me. And the next week, the day before we had to do it, I literally had an anxiety attack. And my husband was coming into the room and he was going through his stuff. Of just like, oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to do about church? You know, da 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 da. And he was like, babe, I just need you to pray for me. And I'm like sitting on the edge of bed, like, I can't even pray for you right now. Like, I am literally having an anxiety attack. And I was like, I'm just frustrated. I'm scared of what's going to happen tomorrow. I started crying. I started bawling. And that, again, just represents, one, being honest. Mm-hmm. I had to really name what that is because research shows that when we do not name the experience or the situation, we think that we're giving that experience power. But actually, when we name that situation, when we're honest and we confess it, we're giving ourselves power. We're taking the power back, saying, I'm calling it what it is. It sucks that I'm even having this issue, but I'm calling it what it is, so then I know what to do and how to get out of it. And so I think it's just so key that we do. How we build our homes is, one, we're being honest and we confess. And then the last thing I would say is acceptance.
Yeah. Huge.
We need acceptance. We were born to be accepted.
That's right.
The Bible says that God so loved the world. God so loved, just take the world out. God so loved summer mm-hmm. that he gave his only begotten son. God so loved David. Yes. God so loved you. Put your name in the chat. God so loved.
So
God
good.
So loved the doctors. God so loved the medical staff. Mm-hmm. God so loved those who have COVID-19 that he gave his only begotten son. That God so loved those who are unemployed.
Yes.
God so loved us that he gave his son for us to die for us.
Yes.
And all we have to do is receive. So in the acceptance, there is a safe home. There are boundaries. But this is so key. God works through acceptance.
Yes.
The enemy works through rejection.
So good.
So God, he works. All he's doing is trying to accept those of us who don't have that mother. He's maybe putting a surrogate mother in your life. Mm-hmm. He's putting that, but the enemy wants you to reject.
Yep.
The enemy wants you to say no, but God is saying, no, I have more for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this sucks. God is crying with you. Mm-hmm. God wants to comfort you. He's a God who is a helper. And so I just encourage us in this time that, you know, he wants to accept us. And I love this. Acceptance gives us boundaries. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that we always agree, but it means I love you.
Yeah.
And acceptance challenges what needs to be challenged.
That's good.
Because when I think about acceptance challenges what needs to be challenged, even when I think, you know, talking about mothers and those who maybe don't have a mom, whether that's emotionally or physically, that's a challenge. But when a surrogate mother comes around, when an emotional, you know, mother figure comes around and wants to, that kind of challenges you to let your guard down and say, wow, I'm not only going to accept you, but I'm going to accept myself to receive this love.
Yes.
And that's just so powerful. So even talking about acceptance, give you a story with e-learning. One of my kids, so three of them are in elementary. And I find that I have to be right next to them to finish their school. Praise the Lord.
Pray for us. Praise God.
And because if they don't, I have found that they don't do it. So I'm sitting next to one. The child is not paying attention. And so I was just like, listen, I am not going to help you because you're not doing anything. Now, what they heard was, mommy, I'm down and out. I don't know what I'm doing. And she's never going to help me. She's always going to turn away from me. She's not accepting me in this situation. Mm. I had to be honest and look at myself, look at my words, because in my truth is that's not what I meant. My truth was my agenda is you need to get this stuff done. But I had to confess. I let him have his moment because he was crying. I let him have his moment. I came back to him and I was like, let's talk. And it wasn't about my agenda. Yep. It was about our agenda. How can I really love you in this? How can I really accept you? Again, acceptance is boundaries.
Yes.
So I had to tell him, listen, if I'm going to help you, then I need your undivided attention. That's how this is going to work. Mm-hmm. And that's love.
And that's so good. And I love what you said, how the enemy works through rejection, but God works through acceptance. So notice that the enemy loves to play on our rejection, and then we reject others or even reject God's plan for our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just thinking, if we give ourselves grace, we'll give grace to others.
Right.
If we accept ourselves, we'll accept others. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is, and this is a huge truth, for us to know, that we don't always have to agree. I don't have to agree with you to accept you.
Right.
And if you don't believe me, have kids, and you'll find that out, right? That, you know, they make us crazy sometimes, yeah. But I still accept them. They're my kids.
Right.
And God's the same way with us. He accepts us when we do right or wrong. He accepts us, but then he has the power to change us and make us who he wants us to be. Acceptance gives a home safety.
Yes.
It gives people a safe feeling.
Yes.
And so today I want to ask you, where are you at in your life? Again, maybe you're facing a mountain. Maybe you're facing a circumstance that's staring at you and laughing at you, and you feel overwhelmed. You feel powerless. You can't do anything about it. I'm here to tell you that there's a God in heaven who can move any mountain in your life.
Yes.
And do anything. And no matter where your family is today, God can help you build a strong home that will last for generations, and that will be blessed by his grace and by his goodness.
Yes.
But again, notice in our verse, a wise woman builds her own home. A foolish can tear it down. But that's for all of us. Now today we're speaking to mothers, and they have a great impact and a great role in the home. They're powerful, and we love them, and we honor you today. But please, husband or father or brother or son or whoever, please don't tune me out, or daughter. Everyone has a part to play, because everyone can be honest.
Yeah.
Everyone can practice confessing and being open and letting God touch them and then reach out to others. And all of us can model acceptance in a healthy way.
Right.
And have safety in the home. So where can you start today? One step at a time, one conversation at a time, one moment at a time, one dinner at a time. This is what God can do for you and me. Everyone wants a strong home. And God is the one that can do it. So in closing today, I want to ask you, have you received Jesus? And if you haven't, today is your day to receive Jesus. He accepts you freely. Come to him. Run to him. Move forward. He loves you. And he is the Savior of the world. Maybe you have received Jesus, but because of certain things or who knows what, you feel disconnected from God and you want to come back to him. If either of those places resonate with you, come on, take a step today and move forward in your faith. Maybe today you are serving Jesus, but you look around your home. Maybe you're by yourself. Maybe you're, in a house full of people right now. You're drinking coffee and in pajamas. Who knows what? But you would say, man, I mean, there's parts of us, we're not honest. There's parts of me that's not honest. Maybe you would say there's parts of us that we're not confessing our faults. We're not talking openly. We're concealing. We're hiding. We're making excuses. Maybe you would say, there's rejection in this house. There is no acceptance. And you want God to move. Maybe you're doing your best and these things are happening, but you just feel like the Holy Spirit can do more. I know this message is speaking to mothers and fathers and men and women, I believe of all ages, right now, because this is right where we live.
Yes.
And God wants to move in our life. God is not abstract. He's very practical and very personal.
That's good.
And God can move right now for you. Even on live stream, there's a button you can click to receive Jesus. If you receive Christ, let us know. And there's a number for you to text a prayer request and or to let us know you've received Jesus or you've come back to him. Please do it today. Come on, there's no strings attached. This is not a ploy. We're here to help and serve you. This is your moment. I know maybe it's a mess or maybe it's great, but God has, either way, God has more. Maybe, and maybe your eyes see just all types of mess or all types of good things, but God's vision is even more for you.
Amen.
And God is great. So right now, please bow your head to heaven and follow me in this prayer and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I come to you.
I come to you.
For anything wrong in my life,
for anything wrong in my life,
I turn from it.
I turn from it.
Forgive me of it.
Forgive me of it.
I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I'm yours.
I'm yours.
Through your Holy Spirit.
Through your Holy Spirit.
Help my home.
Help my home.
Be a strong home.
Be a strong home.
That lasts for generations.
That lasts for generations.
I commit to you.
I commit to you.
My present.
My present.
And my future.
And my future.
I choose to be honest.
I choose to be honest.
I choose to confess.
I choose to confess.
And I choose to walk through acceptance.
And I choose to walk through acceptance.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe as you prayed that prayer, it's not a magic thing. It's not a magic pill. It's a faith thing. It's going to require you and me to practice today these three things. It's going to require through the foundation of our faith, we do something with it. And as we do day by day, little by little, I believe years from now, you'll look back and say, God sustained my family and God turned us around. God changed it. God did something we couldn't do. And I know God helped us build a strong home. I believe that for you today.
Yes.
And I bless you in Jesus' name. Now, as you go today, we'll be coming back next weekend for our online worship experiences. And we're preparing to reopen and we're excited to see you soon face to face. I want to encourage you to join us next week, connect with online groups, watch during the week. We have different things going on. It's going to be great. And I believe that God has something profound for you. Let us know you received Christ. Every prayer request, we're here for you. And so may the Lord bless you. May his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he be good to you. And may the Lord give you peace.
Yes.
And for this message on Mother's Day 2020,
yes,
may your house be a strong house.
Yes.
And may you build a strong home through Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you.
Love you.